Father in heaven, we want to thank you again and bless you again that thou dost love us. Lord, what a love that you poured out on us. We thank you for that. For thy wonderful grace poured out on all the world, we give thanks unto thee. We thank thee for our blessed Savior, even our Lord Jesus. We thank thee again that he is with us. He will never forsake us or leave us. And loving Father, we do thank thee for one another, all that have come out this morning. We pray thy blessings upon each and every one. And Lord, we just pray for thy word. Teach us from thy word, Lord, that the Holy Spirit might teach each and every one of us here the meaning, what thou hast for us, the lesson plan. And Lord, the life lesson that thou dost have, that we can go out into the world and practice this. So Lord, we just want to ask thee to bless us here and bless our time together. Bless Eric, Lord, and Long as he interprets the word. And be with us, Lord, we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you all here this morning.
很高兴看见大家今天都一起参加这个学习。
We hope our hearts will be warmed by the word of God today.
我们希望今天我们的心能够被神的话所温暖，因为外面很冷。
So now we're looking at chapter 22 of Luke, the Gospel of Luke.
对，今天我们要开始看路加福音的22章。
I'd like to start reading at verse 1 down to verse 6.
我们从一节先读到六节。
This portion is the introductory to the Lord's Supper and the Passover.
这是开始进入到主的晚餐和他的上十字架的这个过程就开始了。And
in that context, we have the betrayal of Judas.
然后在那里呢, 我们就会遇到这个犹大卖主这么一个过程。
So if we could start reading verses 1 to
6. 我们一起开始读 1节到6节。 Read in Chinese?
Yeah.
我们顺着往下读。 除酵节又名逾越节近了。
祭司长和文士想法子怎么才能杀害耶稣, 是因他们惧怕百姓。
这时撒旦若老那称为加略人犹大的心, 他本是十二门徒里的一个。
他去和祭司长并守殿官商量，怎么可以把耶稣交给他们？他们喜欢，就约定给他银子。他应许了，就找机会，要趁众人不在眼前的时候把耶稣交给他们。
Well, last week, I don't know if everyone is here or not, but we talked about the feast of the various feasts to introduce the Jewish calendar to you.
我不确定上周是不是每个人都在，因为我们上周把有关犹太人的主要的节日，那些的盛宴的节日都讲给大家听了。
So the whole culture of the Jewish cultures centered around these three feasts, three main feasts.
所以主要的犹太人的文化呢，都是围绕这三个主要的圣宴节日来展开的。
There were seven feasts of all, but they were broken into three main segments during the year.
一共呢，其实一年有七个大的节期，但是它分成三个，一年三个阶段，三个部分。
You have the Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Feast of First Fruits. They were all celebrated during the week in March or April of every year.
所以我们有逾越节，有除酵节，有初熟节，这三个都是在那一个星期之内来庆祝的。
Then 7 weeks later, there was another feast of Pentecost.
然后七周之后呢，就会有另外一个大的节期，就是五旬节。
And then there was another group of feasts of Tabernacles, or it would be the feast of the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Trumpets. And then the Feast of Tabernacles. They were all grouped together in a week.
所以在下半年的时候呢，他们就有吹角节， 赎罪日和这个祝棚节三个节日也同样是在一个星期里面。
And so just as Christmas here in the West and Chinese New Year in China and all through the East, it tends to unify families and a nation in a festival.
这就像这边的圣诞节，像中国的新年一样，那它主要是把所有的家庭的成员呢都聚集起来。
So those three festivals, they unified the whole nation.
然后呢，这三个大的节期，它把整个国家都聚集起来。
And so, God had made a brand new nation. It was the nation of Israel.
上帝造了一个全新的国度，就是以色列。
Now, I remember your question from last week.
我记得你上一周的问题。
The question, if you remember, why did God choose the Jews rather than, say, the Chinese or the Danish? Why the Danish? That would be a good choice.
他说，为什么上帝拣选以色列人不是中国人？没准那丹麦人会更好一点。
Well, God didn't choose any of the nations.
其实上帝拣选了每一个民族。
He created a nation. He chose one man, and from that one man, he chose a nation.
对，上帝没有拣选任何民族，他创造了一个民族，就是从一个人。
Made a nation. He built a nation.
对，他建造。创造了一个民族，就是从亚伯拉罕出来的犹太族。
And he wanted to make them separate from all the other nations.
他希望他从其他所有的民族当中分离出来。
Because he was going to be associated with that nation, he would dwell with them.
因为他自己要和那个民族产生直接的联系，他要住在他们当中。
Not just that they might be blessed.But they might be that through Israel, all the nations of the world would be a witness to God. This nation should be a witness to God and be a blessing to them.
所以不单这个民族得到祝福，而且上帝的旨意是要借着他们，要祝福万族。所以他们是神的一个见证和神一个祝福的管道。
And that nation failed God and it failed man.
啊，那但是这个民族呢，不但让神失望了，也其实让人，我们的这些人也失望了。
They left them the worship of God and worshipped idols.
然后他们像拜偶像那样来拜上帝。
And instead of being a blessing to mankind, they were a curse.
但本来他应该是一个我们地上万族的祝福，那变成了一个咒诅。
They thought they were a privileged people and they looked inward rather than outward.
所以他们认为他是有神的民族，他们变得是更加向里看，更加骄傲，而不是往外。
So God scattered them among the nations.
然后上帝就把他们丢到了地上的万国万邦里去。
That's where they are today, scattered among the nations.
那就是他们今天在所在的那个情形，就是分散在各地，全世界各地。
But then, of course, The original plan was to call out of all the nations a people for himself.
所以上帝本身的旨意是要分别出一个民族来，是他属他的自己的民族。
Israel rejected their Messiah, but he became the savior of the world as a result.
然后呢，以色列人拒绝了他们本来应该属他们的弥赛亚，然后这个弥赛亚就变成全世界万国万族的弥赛亚。
And so we Gentiles have all been blessed by Israel through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个地上的外邦人都借着以色列人来得着了这个神的祝福。
So, were you going to say, something?
I was just going to say that God uses the same principle that he used with Abraham and his clan of people.That they were to be a blessing to all the other nations. Now we have Christians. These are God's people. Okay, they are to be a blessing to everybody around them. Wherever I live, wherever you live, wherever he lives, we are to be a blessing to other people. Somebody needs help, we help them. Somebody needs some love and care and tender, we give them love and care and tender.
所以我们要知道有一个重要的原则，上帝是不变的，就是他一开始的旨意是盼望以色列人成为万族的祝福，借着他们来祝福身边的人，然后呢，同样对于我们属神的基督徒来说呢，神也是希望我们成为身边人的祝福。当人需要帮助的时候呢，你去帮助他；当人需要关怀的时候，你去关怀他。所以，这就是神的做光做盐的原则。
He is proud to call us His people. He wants to display us and say, "Look at my people, very nice people. They love my son. They want to be like my son."
所以他说，他非常，上帝非常自豪有他的这些孩子们。他会跟大家说，你看，这是我的孩子。他爱基督，他愿意以基督作为榜样，他愿意活出基督的样子。
That's what God wants. He wants a people set apart for Himself to love Him first with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their soul, and to love one another.
这就是神的旨意，他愿意我们每一个人把自己分别开来，把神摆在第一位，爱神，也同样的同时呢，也爱身边的每一个弟兄姊妹。
So the feast then had a purpose, in that it united Israel under God. But these feasts also, they were reminders. Number one, they were reminders of what God had done for them.
所以神在所有的七个节期里面呢，其实都是有他属灵的旨意，我们上次都有分享。但是呢，同时呢，这些节期也是，第一呢，它也是一个提醒，对当时以色列人，是神对在他们的一生当中做了很多的事情，是对他们的一个提醒。
These feasts were also prophetic.We read there in verse 1 that it was the Feast of Unleavened Bread called the Passover because those feasts they were celebrated during the same week.
对，所以这里面讲到除酵节又名逾越节敬的意思就是除酵节和逾越节他们是在同一个星期发生，一个星期来庆祝。
You remember I put up on the board the days. So on the Friday, which was our Friday, which was the 14th, the Passover lamb was killed.
对，我们都记得上次我们把详细的日期都写了，就在星期五，我们的星期五就是这个月的14号逾越节的羔羊就被宰了。
And then, it was killed just before the evening.
他就是会在黄昏之前要先杀掉。
And when it got dark, then it became the next day.
因为天黑了以后呢就是第二天的开始了。
So that was the 15th.
那就是变15号了。
And that was the first day of unleavened bread.
那就是除酵节的第一天。
And they would celebrate that for one whole week, 7 days.
然后呢，会从那天开始，他们会庆祝整整一周，七天。
On the 16th day, there was the feast of first fruits, where the first of the barley harvest was taken before anybody had eaten of the harvest.And a bundle was brought in and waved before the Lord in the temple.
所以在16号那一天呢，会是他们的初熟节。初熟节就是把那个收割季节里面最早熟的粮食弄成一捆，然后在神面前摇一下，做摇祭。这就是他的他们庆祝的方式。
And so we had looked at that.Last time, I think in Corinthians, do you recall it says Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us?
那我们上次有哥林多前书
5,
哥林多前书五章。就是逾越节的羔羊为我们被杀献祭了，我们都还记得是吧？哥林多前书五章。 7-8。
So we see that Christ is the fulfillment of the Passover lamb.
所以我们看见了基督就是逾越节羔羊的一个实现，他是真正的那个逾越节羔羀。
These are types or examples the Old Testament gives us. They're pictures or examples or types that help us to understand New Testament doctrine.
所以旧约这个逾越节的这整个的这个情形呢，其实是一个预表，是个影子，来帮助我们真正理解新约那个实体，就是耶稣基督。Because
all of Scripture is in the Old Testament, it's full of pictures of the work of God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有在旧约圣经的经文，其实有大量的都是在指向新约的耶稣基督，里面充满了关于耶稣基督的内容，最后是在耶稣基督上身上实现的。
And of course, the Feast of First Fruits was he was the Lamb that died, but he also was the victorious one who rose from the dead.
所以初熟节呢，献上的新捆呢，他是那个。 死去的羔羊在逾越节14号死的，在16号的时候呢，他也是那个得胜复活的那个初熟的果子，因为他复活了。
And later on in the book of Corinthians, it says that Christ has been raised from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have slept.
所以在后面的哥林多前书后面一点点就写了，他说我们的主耶稣基督就是初熟的果子，然后他复活升上了高天。
And so he goes on there in verse 8, therefore let us keep the feast or festival, as he puts it here, not with the old yeast, but bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth.
对, 所以八节这边讲到, 不用旧教, 不可以用恶毒邪恶的教, 用诚实真正的无教饼。
In other words, he's encouraging the Christians there to keep the feast for 7 days, the Christians, well, let me start over here. The 7 days, the word, the number 7 is the perfect number, the complete number. And it represents our whole lives, our complete life, that we're to keep of the feast, a holy feast. In other words, without sin for the rest of our lives as a result of the sacrifice of the Lamb.
所以他这里 为什么除教节是整个七天？对于基督徒来说的属灵含义就是七，就是一个完整数。以前Harold在讲课时候讲过，这个完整数就预表着我们整个基督徒的一生就是要过一个完整的、没有旧教的、没有罪恶邪恶教的一个诚实，用的是诚实无真诚实真正无教饼的这么样的一生，因为七是一个完整的概念。
Now the other festivals, they do have a prophetic application, which we don't need to go into today.
当然其他还会有一些更深的这个属灵含义，今天我们不一定会再深的讲下去。But
what did the Passover mean to the people in Jesus' day?
那逾越节对于耶稣活着的当时的那些人来说，又意味着什么呢？
They were to keep that feast because it was a reminder to them of how God had delivered them out from the power of Pharaoh and through the protecting blood which was on their doors, and they were saved out of Egypt. Then they had unleavened bread. They kept that feast at that time. They walked with God in holiness.
所以对当时的犹太人来说，是给他们一个很重要的提醒，让他们记得当时出埃及的时候，上帝怎么样借着那个 羔羊刷在门框门楣上的血来保守了他们的生命，又怎么样带着他们在整个出埃及的过程当中行使神的神迹，以及带着这个无酵饼在他们整个过程当中时刻的与神同行。
So, the people there in celebrating the Passover, it should have been with thankfulness to God, right?
所以当时的人在庆祝这样的节，正常情况下应该是有非常深的感谢的心情，对不对？
It was the most important feast of the year.
应该这是全年来说最重要的一个节期。
Because it formed the basis of their whole nation.
因为这是他整个国度建立的一个最基础的基石。
They were slaves in Egypt. They were saved by the blood of the Passover lamb, and they became a nation in the wilderness when they came to God.
因为之前他们是全部都是埃及的奴隶，然后他们就是在逾越节羔羊的保守下，他们走出了埃及的奴隶，成为了一个大国，所以这个逾越节就是他们的基础。
And we read there about the chief priests and the teachers in verse 2.
我们读到第二节，看到了这个祭司和法利赛人和文士想法是什么？
They should have been occupied with the preparation for the feast and with thanking God for their deliverance.
所以你们看到二节呢，这些祭司长和文士按道理在这样的节期里面，他们应该是满怀感恩，然后非常繁忙的在感恩的心情下去准备这个节日的，这是他们应该有的状态。
Instead, what was their top priority?
那他们相反的，他们现在的首要任务是什么？
Kill Jesus.
就杀了耶稣。
What was their top priority?
他们的首要任务是什么？
They were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus.
他们想办法是怎么样能杀了耶稣。
Their religion meant nothing to them.
所以他们的宗教其实对他们没有任何意义。
I shouldn't say that. Maybe I'll correct that. The truth didn't mean anything to them.
对，我要去更正一下，不能讲宗教，就是真理对他们来说没有任何的意义。
That religion.Had not reached their heart.
对，就这样的真理其实没有进到他们的心里去。
But you see, this is how God governs a rebellious universe.
你看见这就是神怎么样来管制一个反叛的世界的。
Their plans were that they were going to kill the real Passover lamb.
所以他们的计划呢是，他们要怎么样来杀了那真正的逾越节羔羊。
You see, that was in God's plan that His Son would come and give Himself as an offering.
这其实也是神的旨意，他的儿子要来，为我们的罪成为那献上的祭。
And He would fulfill the type which of the Passover, where the lamb would be slain for the household and give His life for the house.
所以上帝就要实现这样的一个预表和预言，就是他的羊会来，就是那逾越节的羔羊，然后被杀成为我们的救赎，然后是这样的一个预言，就在逾越节的这个耶稣的这个逾越节会实现。
So not only so the Lord Jesus would thenHe would give himself as the Passover lamb, but his sacrifice was for the whole world.
所以他耶稣会把自己当做逾越节羔羊，在那时候被杀。但是这个被杀其实是为了全世界人的罪得赎来被杀的。
It's interesting in one sense that.Satan's plan to kill the God-man was fulfilling God's purposes.
所以另外一个奇妙的事情就是撒旦的计划要杀害属神的人，这样的一个计划到最后会成就神的旨意。
It's a picture of how God can govern a rebellious universe.
这其实是一个 很生动的形象画面，就是上帝怎么样来管制一个反叛叛逆的世界。
Satan must have thought that if he could kill Jesus, it would destroy God's plans.
撒旦肯定会一开始是这么想的，如果他杀了基督呢，杀了耶稣呢，他就能够阻止神的计划。
But in actual fact, he was carrying out God's plans to the letter.
但相反呢，他恰恰成就了神的计划。
And Satan had already prepared a man for himself.
撒旦也为自己预备了一个人。
God had his man, the Lord Jesus.
神有他自己，神有他的人，就是耶稣基督。
And Satan had his man.
撒旦也有他的人。
He had carefully groomed this man for a long time.
然后他已经很仔细地预备了这个人很久了。
His name, of course, was Judas.
他的名字就叫犹大。
And even though he was a trusted disciple, trusted by the others, he was known by the Lord Jesus right from the beginning.
即使他是大家都信任的门徒，在当时门徒之一，他也被主所认识。
That's a mystery to us.
这是一个奥秘对于我们来说。
I don't know if anyone can explain exactly the heart of Judas.
我不知道有谁能够真的很细的把犹大的心态都能描述出来。
The only one that can describe the heart of Judas is each one of us when we look into our own hearts.
可能当我们每个人看往深里看自己的内心的时候，大概能理解一点犹大。
I can only say that God has been very gracious to us.
我们只能说呢，神对每一个人都非常非常有恩典。
He's so gracious that though we are totally undeserving of His grace, He has made us His own.
他如此有恩典，就是我们即便我们每一个人如此不配得，他还是要把这样的恩典做成给我们。
We can't look at Judas as being something far distant from us that we don't understand, because we see Judas is within our own hearts.
所以我们不能把犹大呢看作一个远远的历史的人物啊，其实我们往自己的内心看呢，有的时候就能理解。
But for the great grace of God and the love of Jesus, every one of us would be like that.
但是为因着神的恩典和神的爱，我们每一个人都不会走成这样，得到他的救赎。
You may not realize that now, but at some point in your life, you probably will come to that realization.
对，我们很可能不一定现在能完全明白，但是我们生命当中的某一刻呢，我们就会明白这样的对比，神的爱和犹大的这个心态的对比。
The longer you live, the more you realize the depth of the sin that is in our own hearts.
我们活得越长，我们就更能深的认识到自己里面罪的那个程度，那个深的程度。
But on the other hand,the more we live and understand how deep the sin is in our own lives, we realize how much love God had for us and the depth that He came to save us.
同样的道理，我们在这个过程当中，我们也会认识到神对我们的爱是有多深，他进到我们心里来的那个爱是有多深。我们认识到罪有多深的时候，我们也会认识到神对我们的爱有多深。
And now, Judas.The chief priests, it says, and the teachers of the law, they were Sadducees, the chief priests. The teachers of the law were Pharisees, and they didn't like each other.
我们看见呢，第二节讲到这个祭司长呢，他们在当时应该属于一群人叫撒都该人，不相信永生的；和文士呢，他们应该属于一群人叫法利赛人。但这两群人呢，在这之前是势不两立的。
They believed in different things. They believed the opposite of the Bible.
他们相信的是不一样的事情。他们在关于对圣经的解读上是完全对立的。
But one thing that united them, and that was that they wanted to get rid of this man.
但有一件事让他们能够联合起来，就是他们想除掉耶稣。
And so, they didn't know how to do that.
但他们不知道该怎么做。
They were looking for a way, it says, to get rid of Jesus.
他们就想个办法怎么杀了他。
See, In the daytime, he taught in the temple.
白天的时候，耶稣在圣殿讲道。
Surrounded by all these pilgrims that came.
周围围着全国来的那一切朝圣的兄弟姐妹。
And if they sent the temple guards and apprehended him or arrested him, the people would all be in an uproar.
所以如果他们把圣殿的那个保卫派去直接把耶稣抓起来呢，围观的那些群众马上就会造反。
And at night, when all the pilgrims went out to their various places of where they were living, he would slip out, the Lord Jesus would slip out with them, and he'd spend the night on the Mount of Olives.
所以到晚上的时候，当时围观的在听的这些群众一起离开的时候呢，耶稣会跟随他们一起离开，然后在橄榄山上住宿。
And then early in the morning, with the crowds coming back, he would again preach in the temple.
然后呢，随他会在第二天早晨随着这些群众在一起回来继续在圣殿讲道。
So they're trying to find a way whereby they could separate him from the crowds.
所以祭司长这些人他其实一直在想一个好办法能把耶稣从这群人当中分开来。
They needed to know where he went at night.
所以他们要知道耶稣是晚上到哪里去的。
Their problem was solved.
然后呢他们的问题现在有答案。
One of his own disciples shows up.
然后他耶稣的自己的一个门徒想告密。
It says here, in verse 5, they were delighted, they were happy when he showed up and gave him money.
所以五节就说呢，他们非常高兴，当犹大愿意卖主的时候，他们就决定给他银子。
Now we read of Satan coming into the Lord Jesus twice.Not Lord Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the church, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking another thought ahead.
Yeah, yeah. 所以我们读到呢，其实犹大那个撒旦有两次进了这个犹大的心。
Once here, when he went to the chief priests, Satan wanted to make sure he had good let me start over. He had control over this man.
撒旦其实已经完全控制了这个人，就是犹大。
And so he took his advantage and came into Judas to make sure that he wouldn't have any second thoughts and not complete the plan of offering to betray Jesus.
所以他们进撒旦进犹大的心是确保他不会有第二个想法，以达成。撒旦完全卖主的这个计划。
Satan strengthened his evil plan.
其实撒旦就是在强化他的这个罪恶的计划。
The second time we read that Satan entered into him was after the supper.
然后呢，第二次我们读到撒旦进了犹大的心是在晚餐之后。
When they were about to leave,
当他准备离开的时候
，the upper room.
离开那个晚餐最后房间。
And Judas knew where he would be going, so he went out to alert the chief priests and the scribes and the teachers of the law.
犹大知道他要做什么，他要出去向那个大祭司和其他的那个宗教阶层告密。
So, in verse 6, they gave him money, and he took the money.And then he watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them. Notice this, when no crowd was present.
对第六节他就说他应允了就去找机会趁众人不在前我们记住这个词就叫众人不在跟前的时候。
So that's the you want to say a minute? That sets the scene now, for the Last Supper.
所以这里就是把这个最后晚餐的一个背景就已经展开了。
I just wanted to say that Eric was talking about God's plan, and he's talking about the wickedness of our hearts, each and every person that comes into the world. We underestimate the wickedness in our heart. We fool ourselves. This man, Judas Iscariot, sometimes we think, if I was Judas Iscariot, I saw Jesus feeding 5,000 people. I saw Jesus saying no to the storm. He stopped the storm. I saw Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. I am Judas. I saw all these things happening. Yet he fooled his own heart in betraying Jesus to the religious people.
所以我们常常会低估我们里面人心的罪恶。我们想一想这个犹大啊，他看见了耶稣五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，他看见了耶稣阻止了风浪啊，在那个然后他看见了耶稣行一切的神迹，但他依然还是会欺骗自己，让自己有进到那个井框里去卖主。
You see, we should not underestimate the wickedness and the evil that's in our heart. But as Eric's saying, it's the grace of God that we don't do these kind of things. He keeps us from doing these kind of things. And especially when the Holy Spirit is in us, Satan cannot enter into us like he did this man here. His will was already to sell his Lord to the religious people. His will was there already. Satan just helped him a little bit.
所以我们最大的盼望，其实我们从主而来的爱得着圣灵以后呢，其实我们靠着自己是没有办法去对付这个，因为我们自己里面的罪和那个败坏的本质，我们常常会低估它。但是我们怎么样去对付它呢？就是当我们把自己交给圣灵，圣灵在我们里面的时候呢，我们撒旦就不能掌握我们了。
他说，其实我们有这个心，是神阻止了我们做这个事情，
是吗？
对。
Even though it fulfilled God's purpose, that's what God had planned for salvation, that His Son was going to die, but those people had a will. Judas did not have to trade him in for 30 pieces of silver. God has given all of us a will. And we could choose to do good or choose to do bad. We could choose to receive the Lord as our Savior or reject Him. But God holds every person responsible in how they do their will.
Can you repeat your logic?
I didn't
get your logic.
Yeah, I was just saying that even though God's purpose was fulfilled through this evil man, God still holds him responsible for what he did. And you know, the grace of God, if this man would have repented later on and said, I'm sorry that I did this,And he would have asked for forgiveness from God. You know, Jesus would have forgave him.
Yeah.
That's the grace of God. Yeah.
所以他说呢，即使呢，神的旨意是要借着犹大来，或者借着一个人来杀了耶稣来献祭呢，但是这个人依然不会，逃脱他自己该要负的责任。我们不能说他是在神旨意里的一部分，所以他是神要他去做这个事。他依然还是他为自己负责，为什么呢？因为神也一样为他预备的救恩。就如果他在卖主以后，他能够跪下来祈求神的恩典，他也一样能够得赎。
See, there is an unforgivable sin that God will not forgive. Okay, He will forgive all sin, but He will not forgive this one sin. Judas Iscariot knew, he could see that this is God, this is the Savior, and he rejected him.There is no more solution after that for him. There's no more salvation. When you reject the Lord Jesus, there is no other possible solution.
所以唯一的路就是通过耶稣基督。所以什么样的办法神都能够救赎，唯独你拒绝耶稣基督，那就没有办法。
And God cannot forgive our sins except through Christ who paid.
因为上帝不能够原谅我们的罪或者赦免我们的罪除了通过耶稣基督，这是唯一的道路。
So So this man, he went and took his own life, and we read later on that he hung himself.
所以这个人到最后他就自己出去吊死。
What a horrible death he died. But the purposes of God were fulfilled, and we praise the Lord that all his plan went through, and even when we read a little later on, he was on the cross, he said, forgive them how much he loved us.
对，那神的旨意还是借此成全了，而且他的爱显明在十字架上，他说赦免他们，他们所做的他们不知道，他十字架上显出的爱是非常的深。
See, his love is unconditional. He does not put conditions on his love, and he says, I love Jesus because he loves me. No, he loved me first. He loved all of us. He loved the whole world first. And then we have an opportunity to love him in return.
所以他的爱是没有条件的，他并不是因为我们做了什么他爱我们，然后他先爱了我们，一切都是因为他先爱了我们，他先爱了整个世界。
Even though we don't love him, even though Judas did not love him, he still loved him. Jesus still loved him.
即使我们，甚至即使犹大并不爱他，他依然爱我们，依然爱犹大。
We could never explore the depths of God's heart of love, how much love he has.
我们不能很深的了解神的爱究竟对我们究竟有多深。
You know, it says that sin did abound. In other words, there was so much sin. As more people, population is growing in the world, the sin is getting higher and higher and higher. More people are sinning, more people are sinning. But it says the grace of God did more abound than all this sin that's ever committed in the world.
所以圣经里说呢，罪恶是累积的，越来越多的人在犯罪，各国都在犯罪，所以罪是越来越高，越来越高。每个人都在犯罪，但是呢，圣经说呢，神的恩典就大过罪。所以你最多的地方恩典也显多，你罪在上升的时候恩典上升的更快。
He has made provisions for every man and child and woman ever that came into this world.
他为每一个人每一个男人女人孩子都预备了救恩，预备了一切的恩典。
No one has an excuse. No one can say that my God, my creator, he did nothing for me.
所以每一个人其实都不能说，哎呀，我的主，我的神没有为我预备，就是神为我们预备了一切。
God did everything for mankind. He created them, he loved them, and he did everything for them.
所以上帝为每一个人做了一切的事情，所以他创造了一切，他也为我们准备了一切。
So if you don't love Jesus in this life, why would you love Jesus when you die?
所以如果我们在今生不能够爱主，我们怎么可能在死后去爱他？
You will be far away from where Jesus is when you die, because you're still in your sins.
如果因为我们死了以后会带着我们的罪一起离开。
So all these stories we read are showing us the love and the grace of God. Even though we are bad people, we don't deserve that.
所以这个故事其实是一个很重要的视角，就是要来显现神的爱和我们的败坏。
But God is still patient with us. Even to our last breath, He's patient with us.
对，所以上帝其实一直对我们有忍耐。
He doesn't wish that any should perish.
即使是对于我们这种本身应该要朽坏的人，他依然是。
He gets no pleasure in those people that die outside of Christ.
因为他对于那一些在主没有在主里的那些孩子的失丧啊，其实他也是很伤痛的。
So now we come to verse 7, and I'd like just to read verses 7. To 13. If we could continue,
七节读到十三节。
我
们继续往下。
Lilling, did you read last?
Yeah.
I read last. 十三节，须在逾越羊羔的那一天到了。耶稣打发彼得、约翰说：“你们却为我预备逾越节的宴席，好叫我们吃。”他们问他说：“要我们在哪里预备？”耶稣说：“你们进了城，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来， 你们就跟着他到他所进的房子，到他所进的房子里去。
对那家的主人说，夫子说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的宴席。
他必指给你们摆设整齐的一间大门，你们就在那里吃饭。
他们去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾越节的宴席。
没有，就停，就在这。
Just verse 13.
I
will read, probably read, continue on after this, but it was the day of unleavened bread, and well, you might say that it drew on to near the day of unleavened bread, which would be begin on that Friday. This was a Thursday, the 14th, late in the day, or in the afternoon probably, because the Passover had to be slain, had to be killed at twilight. That is between about 3 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon of Thursday, which is the 14th of Nisan, the first month in the Jewish calendar.
所以那一天呢，应该说不能讲是除酵节，是接近除酵节的那一天，应该就是13号，因为呢14号的傍晚呢，逾越节的羔羊要被宰了。所以其实的最后的晚餐是在13号的晚上。
So it's the, you recall, on the previous Sunday was when the Lord Jesus came into the city riding on a donkey. He presented himself officially as the King of Israel.
所以前一个周日呢，他骑着驴进耶路撒冷的时候呢，整个城震动了，所以他自己把自己其实已经王的身份已经显出来了。
And he comes into the temple and preaches that from Monday until Thursday, he preaches those 4 days there.
所以他从那时候开始，从周一到周四呢，他就一直在讲道。
Now it's sometime on Thursday, and he tells the Passover's got to be sacrificed late that afternoon.
所以在14号呢。在星期四呢，在星期四的晚间时候呢，那个逾越节的羔羊要被宰了。
And he desires to, later on, he says that he eagerly desired to eat that Passover with his disciples.
所以呢，他非常愿意去和他的门徒们来吃这个逾越节的晚餐。
Judas was looking for a way to betray him.
犹大努力想找一个方式来卖他。
And so the preparations have to be made in secret from him.
Secret
from Judas.
所以这个预备呢，其实是要，对，是要犹大。So you mean the preparation for the feast or preparation for betray?
No, the preparations for the feast have to be made.
In secret,
so that Judas would not betray him. Otherwise, they would understand where he was going to celebrate the Passover with his disciples, and then Judas could go and bring the chief priest there.
所以他说整个预备的过程呢，其实是瞒着犹大，因为他这样的话呢，会，否则他就很快就能够把，耶稣直接。就让那些那个坏人就直接带到耶稣这个晚餐的地方来了。
And so the Lord Jesus tells two of his most trusted disciples.
所以耶稣打发了他两个最信赖的这个门徒。
Peter and John.
彼得和约翰。
And you remember the three, Peter,And James and John were the three in the inner circle, we might say.
所以我们都知道彼得、约翰、雅各呢是他的一个我们叫内圈的一个门徒。
They were the ones who were closest to the Lord Jesus.
他们是跟主最接近的那几个门徒。
And the Lord, he appoints two of the three then, he appoints to go make the preparations.
所以他指着他们三个人当中的两个去预备这个晚餐。
If Judas was listening, he wouldn't understand what was going on.
如果犹大能听见的话呢，他应该就能明白这是什么回事了。
Because the Lord gives his disciples only two signs.
因为主给了他的门徒只是两个信号。
And those signs would be only fulfilled when the events actually happened.
然后这两个信号呢，只能在这个整个事件结束以后才能实现。
So it demonstrates that Jesus really is God himself, knowing all things.
然后呢，借着这个事件才会显明耶稣就是那个真正是那个基督。
The Lord tells them there in verse 8, go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover.
耶稣在这里说，你们去为我们预备逾越节的筵席。
They had done that many times before. They knew exactly what needed to be done. But they needed to know where this was going to take place.
然后呢，他们知道这个肯定要预备，但是他们不知道要在哪里做。
The lamb would have to be purchased. The lamb would have to be slain. There would have to be provisions for preparing the meal that night. The bread must be brought. The wine and so on. The table all set in the place.
所以他们要这个羊羔要去宰，粉要去买，然后他要买面包，要有很多的这个酒要预备，所以他可能有很多的工作要去做在那天晚上。
Peter and John, they knew how to do all that.
因为彼得和约翰呢，他们知道该怎么做。
But where are we going to do it? Can't do it in the temple grounds. Can't do it in the Mount of Olives.
但他说去哪做呢？不能在圣殿的地上，也不能去橄榄山上。
So the Lord gives them two very distinct signs.
然后主就给了他两个确切的、非常明确的这个信号。
So first of all, he says, "I want you to go into the city."
第一呢，我要你们进城。
And when you go into the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you.
然后呢，有一个进了城以后，有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来。
Now this was a very unusual occurrence.
这是一个非常不一样的，是比较奇怪的事情。
Because the carrying of water was a woman's job.
因为首先呢，扛着一罐子水一般是女的工作。
A man carrying a jar of water was a very unusual event.
在那个时代呢，一个男人扛着一罐子水呢，是一个非常特别的、另类的事情。
Not only it says the man will meet you.
那不但这样呢，那个人还会迎面而来。
Said no, and then follow him.
然后呢，你就跟着他。
There didn't have to be a word exchanged.
然后也不需要你们有彼此的交谈。
They were just to follow him.
你就跟着他就好了。
And when he walks into a house, you go into that house too.
如果那个人进了一个房子呢，你就跟着他进去。
And see the owner of that house and tell him that the teacher, where is the guest room that, the teacher asks, verse 11, where's the guest room where I can eat the Passover with my disciples?
所以对那家的主人说呢，客房在哪里？我跟我的门徒好在那里吃逾越节的筵席。
And the owner of the house will show you a large upper room, all furnished, everything set out for them.
然后那说那个主人就会给你们指出摆设整齐的一间大楼，你们就在那里预备。
How that room was prepared, we're not sure. There'd be a table in the middle, and then there would be seats all around where the disciples might recline. It would be a table probably as big as in the center here, and everyone would lie down, recline or sit or however they felt comfortable.
所以我们不知道怎么预备的，应该是有个很大的桌子已经摆好了，然后所有的门徒都能坐下，能够躺着或者能够靠着，这个大概也就这么大的一个空间，我们猜。
So there would be everything that they would need to prepare the Passover.
然后呢，这里所有所需的过逾越节的东西都在准备好了，都在这。
This upper room, it became the center of the gathering of the disciples after the Lord Jesus died and rose again.
所以这间的这个大楼呢，其实是变成了在耶稣死后，受难之后的很长的一段时间里面， 所有基督徒的一个核聚会的核心点。
In Acts chapter 1, we come across that upper room again.
然后呢，在《使徒行传》的一章呢，我们又看到了这间房子啊，这个房子。
Acts chapter 1, verse 13.
《使徒行传》的一章十三节。使徒行传一章十三节。The first part or the whole?
Verse 13, the whole.
The whole.、进了城就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、腓利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚拉菲的儿子雅各、奋锐党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。
It's understood that room probably belonged to Mark, the John Mark, who wrote the Gospel of Mark, who was a relative of Peter. It belonged to the mother of Mark, a very wealthy woman in Jerusalem. That's why we read about Mark in his Gospel, that he actually followed them to the garden.As the young man that fled naked, that he came out of the upper room, that was his house, you see.
所以这里，这间楼有可能就是属于马可的，应该是马可的母亲的。那马可呢，就写马可福音的这个马可。那马可呢，是彼得的一个亲人。那马可的母亲是耶路撒冷一个非常富有的女人，所以呢，她整个楼是她的产业。然后马可又是谁呢？马可其实是那个年轻人，在那个后来在科西玛尼园，赤身逃跑的那个年轻人。如果你们读马可福音，应该有注意到那个细节，就是当别人来抓他，因为马可会跟着他，跟着耶稣一起去了科西玛尼园。然后在科西玛尼园呢，当抓耶稣的人来了以后呢。里面有个细节说有个年轻人赤身就逃跑，那个应该就是马可。
Yeah. So we read about this is an obscure point, but I like obscure points.
这是不是特别清楚在圣经里指出来的一些情节啊？所以不是那么清楚指出来，比较模糊指出来。
Yes, Mark chapter 14.
马可福音的十四章。
Verse 51.
十四章的五十一节。对。
This is, Mark doesn't name himself naturally, but he does say, verse 51, that and verse 52.
五十一和五十二节，对，就是马可福音的。十四章的五十一和五十二节，其实马可没有把他自己的名字讲出来，但他其实已经描述了，就是他，也唯独马可福音讲到了。
Sometimes it can be very embarrassing following Jesus.、
有的时候呢，跟随耶稣呢，有一点比较
尴尬，
比较尴尬、啊。对。
So that large upper room was already for them.
所以整个的我们回到那个路加就整个的房子呢都已经预备好了。
And it says, they prepared the Passover.
那他们开始准备逾越节。
And then when the hour, oh, let's read from verses 14 to, Yes, 14 down to verse 20.
我们读十四到二十节，等一会儿哈。So before that, could you explain what's the spiritual meaning of the water? Why is a man carrying the water? Is there any special thing you want to mention?
You could make application, I guess. You know, you talk about the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, you know.、I'm not sure. Have you got something that you, an application you want to make?
Maybe I just checked with you. So
yeah,
if nothing,
it probably does have a spiritual significance.
Yeah, that's why it's mentioned, but we don't really want to.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's mentioned for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, no man really carries any water like that. It's usually the women that carry the water. So that was an unusual thing that happened. But the meaning of that, why? Well, it was something that would stand out, for one thing. I mean, you know, when he sent Peter and John, you know, if the, lots of women are carrying water, but here's one man, you know, like, this is the one. So there's no questions about it. The Lord is telling him, this is the one. He's a man, you know, he's carrying water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one, so there would be no mistake about it.
Okay, 我刚才只是问一下，就是为什么特别的有一个男人去扛着一瓶水啊，所以长老们觉得这样的话其实它是一个非常明确的信号啊，你就绝对不会搞错，因为满大街都是女的在扛着水，然后有个男的扛着水，你就知道肯定是他，你肯定不会搞错，然后就跟着他走，就走到他家去就好。
The only thing I would say is that the man carrying the jar of water, water in the scripture speaks of purification, doesn't it? Cleansing.
所以一个男人扛着水，就水在圣经里呢，常常会指出是洁净和清洁的意思。
And you might question why he delivered that water to that place. Perhaps that water was used later on by the Lord when he washed his disciples' feet.
所以他为什么他扛了一罐水呢？其实也有可能在之后呢，耶稣给门徒洗脚的那个水呢，就是这样在这个预备的当中，就是他在扛这个水过去，他未来在很短的时间里吃完晚餐，他要给他洗脚。
In the temple, there was a place for the washing of the priest's hands and feet.
在圣殿里其实有专门的一个地方是给祭司来洗手和脚用的。
It was called the laver. I don't know what it is in the Chinese. It was a place, just a basin of, a big, large basin of water.
叫洗涤盆，其实是一个特别大的一个大盆水。
And before any of the priests would go into the temple to minister in the temple, they washed their hands and they washed their feet.
所以所有的祭司，当他要进到圣殿服事之前，他都要洗他的手，洗他的脚，在这个大盆里。
And the water therefore signifies the cleansing of the priest, of which Christians born again of the Spirit of God are priests of the Most High God.
所以我们这里面的属灵含义就是，当你进去服侍神的时候，其实每一个在主里的信主的孩子也都是神的祭司。就祭司他一开始先要得着洁净，他就这么一个属灵的意思。
Now, maybe we'll spend a few minutes, we'll talk a little more about this line of thinking, if you like.
没有，也许我们能够再多讲几句关于这块的内容。
Because it does, even though Luke does not record the Lord washing the disciples' feet, it did happen in this upper room.
即使路加没有提到关于这个给圣徒洗脚的这个部分，但是他的确就是在那间房子里，耶稣吃完了以后就来洗了彼得他们的脚。
So first of all, let us turn to First Peter chapter 2.
我们先来看一下彼得前书的二章。
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
Verse 9.
And if we could read verses 4 and 5.
好，我们二章四节到五节，我帮大家读啊。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So, Peter tells, Peter is giving us, he's comparing us to stones, living stones.
彼得把我们比作一个活的石头。
And, as each of us that is born again of the Spirit of God is like a stone added to the temple of God.
所以我每一个从圣灵里重生的人呢，就像在圣殿里又加了一块石头。
And we're the Christian individually is the dwelling place of God, but also corporately, when we come together, God's glory is in the midst of us.
所以我们每一个人都是圣灵进到我们心里的，然后呢，我们一起综合在一起呢，就显出了神的荣耀。
And whenever we minister to the Lord, whether we're, when we come together as a church, we are priests in His temple, which is the body of believers.
所以当我们聚在一起的时候呢，其实我们就是他的祭司。那这个他的教会呢，就是他的肢体。
And it's not just the one who speaks,speaks openly in the temple, but also if you come, you come and pray. You are being a priest in the temple of God.
所以这不单单就是那个站在讲道的是神的祭司。只要你们每个人来，比如你在祷告的时候，你也是神的祭司。
He says, "You also are living stones." Verse 5, "You're built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood."Offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以五节就讲到你们来到主面前，就像活石被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献所悦纳的灵祭。
See, people think, well, you go to church, to get spiritual food. That's part of it, isn't it?
所以我们常常会有一个概念，我们去教会得着属灵的粮食，这是的确是一个部分，没有错。
But also when we go, we offer up spiritual sacrifices to God.
然后同时我们去也献上了我们属灵的祭物。
And it's a holy temple.
这本身是一个圣殿。
It's God's temple.
是神的殿。
And any sin that comes into it will lower the spiritual level of the whole temple.
任何的罪都会使得它整个属灵的程度下降。
And that's why the priests were to wash their hands. The hands speak of the things we do.
所以这为什么他要洗他的手？因为手代表我们做的事情。
You know, our work and our education, our schoolwork and so on. How we work in the world.
我们怎么样在地上行走？我们做的事，我们的学习，其实都通过手来着。
Our feet represent that how we walk in the world, what the things that we do in the world.
脚也是一样的，我们在地上行走，也就是我们在地上做的一些事。
And we all sin, don't we?
然后我们都是罪人，不是吗
？But if we confess our sins, He cleanses us by the washing of the water.By the word.
所以我们神是信实，只要我们承认自己的罪，他就借着这些水来洁净了我们。
Keep your finger in Peter and go to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们一起来再来看一下以弗所书五章。
Verse 25,
五章二十五节
and 26,
二十五和二十六节
The example is of a husband and a wife, but the Lord Jesus, or the God is giving us that example as Christ and the church.
对，这里其实讲的表面是在讲丈夫和妻子，其实是在讲基督和教会。
And he says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church, and gave himself up for her. To now notice this, to make her holy. That is cleansing her by the washing with water through the word."
所以这里讲他，你们做丈夫的要爱自你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。二十六节就讲到，要用水借着道，借着神的话。把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
So, the lesson here then is that the word of God is that which cleanses.
所以这里的教导就是神的话就是来洁净教会的。
And when we read in the upper room, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "You are clean through the word I've spoken to you."
所以在那个逾越节晚餐上，神。耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们现在已经借着我的话被洁净了。”
So as holy priests coming into the temple of God, we need to be cleansed by the word of God.
所以当我们来到神的圣殿的时候，其实我们是要先借着神的话先洁净我们自己的。
And so when we see the man going into the house with the water, he's carrying, as it were, the means by which the word of God will cleanse the disciples.
所以当他扛着这桶水的时候呢，其实是一种方式，要用神的话来洁净他的门徒，洁净神的孩子。
It's a good thing for a man to carry the water.
当然，这个扛着这桶水是挺好的。
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the religious people took this thing of washing with the water like a literal thing, and the real meaning that Jesus was trying to tell them that what's important is what's inside your heart.
Mm.
Not just the washing of the cup before you drink, you know, use the cup to drink and make sure this is sanitized and washed.
Mm.
And they had taken that symbolic washing, the washing of the word which Jesus is talking about, into a physical act. And you'll see that in Israel still. They still do that. With one hand, they will wash to another hand, and with that clean hand, they will take another one and wash with the other hand. And they got two jugs they're washing so that it's all clean. Their hands are clean, the jug is clean. But that's not what Jesus is talking about.
See, 这个讲就到今天的以色列人依然把这个只是当做一个外表的仪式在做，他们如此的注重洗手这件事情，他抓住一个盆儿，这个把先洗这边，然后呢再这么洗，然后保证这个瓶和这个手都是干净的。他们实在不了解这个的背后的真正的属灵含义，是你要洁净你的心，是靠着神的话去洁净你的心。Yeah, maybe I can mention the example of the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
They clean their hand.
就是大家可能都知道这个外科医生啊，全世界的外科医生洗手都怎么洗的？都这么洗的，是不是？对吧？他不能这么洗啊！这么洗呢，洗着洗着，最后脏的是在下面的，他得举着手洗的。全世界外科医生，你去看那个电视，都是这么举着手，洗完以后都这么举着手的。你知道这谁发明的？就以色列人发明的，因为他们知道这么洗呢，你的脏水是顺着这个，他手就是干净的。所以以色列人把这个的外表的东西发挥到极致，他是全世界这个做外面的东西做的最棒的就是他们，
最会洗手的
、就是他洁净的方式是他最会洁，就是外面的洁净是他最会做的，他做外科医生，这样的话他就保证细菌，你的脏水洗完以后是顺着手肘流下去的，你的手就是干净的。
Are you still got your finger in Peter?
你们在彼得前书那一节没丢掉吧？
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章那一节。
So you see there in verse 5 that we are a holy priesthood in the temple.
然后五节他说我们就是圣洁的祭司，在圣殿里是圣洁的祭司。
But we're also, he says in, verse 9.
他的九节说呢?
He says that we are also a royal priesthood. Not only a holy priesthood in the presence of God, but a royal priesthood, that is, he says here, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
他说我们是有君尊的祭司，不但是圣洁的祭司，而且是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
So now, you remember Israel, what was their purpose?
我们记得以色列人他的目标是什么?
They were a chosen people.
他们也是被拣选的。
They were a royal nation.
他们也是个有君尊的国度。
A royal priesthood, rather.
也是君尊的祭司的国度。
He told them that in the wilderness.
因为神在旷野跟他们这么说。
And what were they to do?
他们今天做什么呢?
As a people belonging to God, he said they were to declare the praises, the glories of him who had called them out of sin and darkness and slavery in Egypt. And they were to be a witness for him in the world. And they absolutely failed.
所以这里也和我们这边所说的一样，就是神让我们做这些的目的是要我们宣扬呢，招你们出黑暗入光奇妙光明者的美德，是成为这个入奇妙光明者的就是耶稣基督自己，成为他的见证人。然后同样的事情呢，也主在当前带领以色列人出埃及的时候呢，也做了同样的事，也希望他们成为主的见证人，但是他们失败了。
And so God made a new body.
然后上帝造了一个新的肢体。
Out of all the nations and tribes and peoples.
然后从全世界各个国度种族里面建造了这么一个肢体。
And made them all into one.
然后呢把他们合而为一。
And now we are the witnesses. We declare the praises of Christ.
然后我们是现在我们是那见证人，我们来宣扬入奇妙光明者的美德。
In a dark world, we're his witnesses, aren't we?
因为我们在黑暗世界的时候，我们是他的见证人。
Well, we still need that water, don't we, to wash our hands and our feet. If we're going to be witnesses, we need to be clean witnesses.
所以我们仍然需要这个水，因为如果我们是那见证人，我们需要成为一个圣洁的见证人。
Not only clean when we go in the presence of God and offer up spiritual sacrifices, but also in our witness, we need to have a pure walk.
所以不但我们在神的面前是需要一个圣洁的存在，我们在我们的见证的对象面前也是需要有一个圣洁的形象跟他们一起同行。
So Jesus is our high priest.
耶稣是个大祭司。
He has two functions.
他有两个功能。
One is a responsibility to God.
一个是对神的职责。
One is a responsibility to his people.
第二个是对人的职责。
So we as a royal priesthood, we have a responsibility to God as priests, and we have a responsibility to others.
我们也是君尊的祭司，我们同样也有一样对神有职责，对人也有职责。
So we pray for people that do not want to pray or cannot pray. We bring there, if somebody is sick, we will bring before the Lord.
你说我们为那些人祷告，那些不愿意祷告或者不能祷告的还不认识神的祷告的，比如说他在生病当中呢，我们要为他们祷告。
So we are all priests, and God will not hear a priest whose heart is black, who's got sin in his heart, who is not washed by the water. God will not hear him.
对，所以我们都是祭司，但是呢，上帝不会听一个内心肮脏的、没有任何圣洁的、没有洁净过的祭司的这种祷告。
You might as well pray to the wall if your heart is not right with God.
Sorry, I didn't get your
point.
Oh, yeah. 就如果你心里都没有完全洁净的话，你还不如对墙祷告，不要对上帝祷告。
So that's why in the olden days, the priest, he went through the water, make sure he was clean.Before he presented himself to the Lord.
这是当时上帝告诉那些祭司们先洁净手和脚再去献祭的真实的属灵的原因，不是让以色列人那么洗手的。 是让他真正去洁净他自己的心，才去服侍整个民族的。
So that's why the Lord says, when we come to the Lord's Supper Sunday morning 9:30 to remember Him, we must make sure that we are right, our hearts are right with the Lord, before we come to, into His presence to give thanks and to remember Him in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup to show forth His death.
所以这也是为什么神让我们每次来到圣餐前，来到这个主的晚餐前，都是要先洁净自己的心啊。我们有一颗纯洁的心，我们就能够去。
It's not right that we be all dirty before the Lord. We must be clean.
我们在主前不能够是一个肮脏的形象，我们要得着洁净。
Do you want your children coming before you with mud everywhere and dirt, and they come to you? No, you want a clean child to come to you.
对。
Respect you.
你不希望一个孩子就是浑身泥脏兮兮的跑到你面前来，你总是先希望把它洗干净。
So, I think when we see the man with the carrying the water, that may very well be the sign, the water.Would be that which would cleanse the disciples, because they would, in the upper room, they were actually going almost, you might say, into the holy place with the high priest of God, the Lord Jesus, who was going to offer himself up without spot to God. And there he ministers to his own there and cleanses them forThe future days that they would lie ahead.
所以总的来说呢，我们相信这样一盆水所代表的含义，就是去洁净整个神的主的门徒们的那些门徒们，因为在那个房间里，到最后那个晚餐啊，实际上主就把他们都带到了圣洁里去啊。主会给他们讲最后一段话啊，然后那是一个圣洁的国度。
I think we'll finish this thought when we return after a short break.
对，我们先短暂休息一下，然后我们再一起来把后面那个故事讲完。我们先做一个感恩的祷告。谢谢您赐给我们属灵的话语，谢谢您开我们的心让我们明白这些话语，也谢谢您让我们意识到我们时刻需要洁净自己的心。主啊，求您带领我们用您的宝血常常的洁净我们也提醒我们，当我们生活在黑暗中生活在罪恶中的时候，求您开我们的眼，让我们看见我们真实的情况我们就来到您的十字架面前，求您的恩典，求您的遮盖。主啊，谢谢您，也祝福我们一会儿的饮食以及之后的查考您话语的时间，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。